Tonight's podcast is brought to you by McGrumbles.
Are you working later than usual? Do you still have to get groceries? Does little Casey have soccer practice? Well, here at McGrumbles, we understand that finding the time to give your family a healthy meal may seem impossible. Between ballet lessons, paperwork deadlines, and trafficking innocent people into the drug-laden sex slave trade, we offer you a new quick way to feed your family, the McGristle.
The new McGristle sandwich at McGrumbles is made with the finest inedible meat byproducts from our certified cruelty-infused chicken. Fried to a delicious golden brown in our exclusive heirloom grease, every bite will provide minutes of delicious jaw-wearing chewing.
And here at McGrumbles, we're also pleased to announce that we're now the world's leading sponsor of childhood obesity. I'm over it. That time again for another shame and regret filled week of the goddamn Good Old Gamers podcast. I'm Lyle. That's Brandon.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
You know, I've been getting shit ready because, you know, Southern Fried's coming up. So I've been getting all of our shit trying to ready for to get press passes and just generally excitement toward that. Cannot fucking wait for it. So I went back, you know, getting all the old shit ready and been listening to some of the old archive episodes. And there's something I just really wanted to point out right off the bat.
What's that?
I've listened to our old episodes. And in the old ones, there was such an air of innocence. And weirdly, now I hate hearing my voice because in my head, I sound like a good Richard Gere.
Yeah, good Dick Gere.
Yeah, you know, something cool sounding. And then when I hear it actually played back, it's like, ugh. But, like, listen to the old shit to now, we sounded like babies when we first started out. We really did. And there was an innocence there.
Ooh, I just got a one up.
Oh, man.
Turn my phone on silent here.
That's a, you know, I just, you really realize about how life fucks you through the years. Because from 3 years ago to now, I used to talk with much more happiness in my voice.
Yeah, and I've noticed we all did.
We've gotten a little rawer with time. I've noticed if that's a word.
Yeah, well, so has the world.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. I think some of our skits and ideas from back in the day would actually be deemed pretty insensitive now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not the world to live in if you want to make somebody, well, make fun of somebody that sexually identifies as a leather boot.
Comedy's against the law now.
Yeah.
You can't make jokes anymore.
Yeah.
Unless you're making jokes about either A, how fat you are, or your vagina. Or your fat vagina.
And every joke has to be in a meme format. Period. We will not adhere, and your rights are waived. You know, if it's not presented in a meme
format. I realized that we're fucked on the comedy front when I can't remember who it was. I saw some random stand-up video on Facebook. And instead of laughing at the punchlines, people were clapping. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening here?
He made a statement. I'm like, I'm not at a TED Talk. I'm at the Comedy Stardome.
I came here to laugh, not fucking get your Twitter clapbacks. Like, fuck off.
Well, it's just like, you know, even, you know, racial stuff is a big deal. You got the Stop Asian Hate shit now. You got the fucking,
you know, all three black, people.
You know, everybody hates.
All three people that hates Asians, they better stop.
Everybody, you know, there's just, people are just finding shit to have problems with, I feel like,
you know, a lot of times. One thing, I remember in the 90s, every comic made all kinds of racial jokes, and it was great. The only one that can get away with it anymore is Cat Williams for some reason.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, too. Like, look at Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle doesn't care. He's kind of like we are. He hates every race. Yeah. It ain't like one certain thing. Every set of people has their shitty people in it. That's mm-hmm. just a fact of fucking life.
Yeah.
And, like, he's black. And, like, you know, he's been out front here recently just being like, dude, they're trying to shut me down for saying the shit I do.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you forget. Yeah, there's ethical lines, and there's things you shouldn't say, and there's things you shouldn't do. But at the same time, like, one thing that does bring people together more often than not, if you can fucking laugh with somebody about something, it makes it so much better.
Well, yeah, comedy is the one thing that crosses ideological lines.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're cutting that out, you're just getting everyone more entrenched in their echo chambers and beliefs.
Well, that's why people, you know, have been asked about this shit before. They're like, why you sit there, you know, what's the fun in sitting there for 2 hours and cracking jokes? I'm like, I get to sit here with my best friend and talk shit about the rest of the world and giggle like a kid. I'm like, that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Just because you're going to put a goddamn 4-page manifesto argument as to why your cheese wasn't melted in your burger from Burger King yesterday, well, fuck off.
All I can say is,
you're the kind of person I would like to see stick your head to a live wire against the building and keep your scalp off.
I'd like to keep your head off. Yeah. That was awesome. I just say, you know, we're going to keep doing the things that we like. And if people don't like it, they can eat a dick. Because good luck canceling us. You think you're going to take out our McGristle or McGrumble's sponsor? You think we were sponsored by Dog Turds. You think we care if we lose that sponsorship?
Yeah, I mean, hey, we are so old. Back before comedy got ruined, you know, because products got taken off the shelves because people get so butthurt.
Yeah.
We got sponsored back in the day by the long canceled Dr. Bill Nye's diabolical gender fluid lab creation place.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, we almost got banned for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just because, hey, Diabolical Dr. Bill and I called, and he offered us all these wares. And, like, you know, we were in that ad. They hired some harlot to do the female voice in ad, I remember. And
the whores and harlots of our nation.
Yeah, I remember they said they had to pay her big bucks because she was one of the ringleaders.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we didn't get paid shit. But, you know, there was a point in time where, and what I'm getting at, all funding aside, that was just a couple years ago.
Yeah. And it's already like super.
We couldn't do that again now. We could.
That's,
can I hit my vape in here?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Okay. Podcasts are kind of the last frontier of free speech on the internet. Because so far,
that's why everybody's doing one now. Too.
Unless you can just straight up, you know, do really, like, against, like, hate speech or straight up, you know, threats of violence and stuff, you don't get taken down. And even if fucking Google and Apple takes us off of her feed, we can still put a podcast out there. You just subscribe through the RSS feed. You're not going to take down my fucking website. I'll host it on my own fucking computer if I have to. Good luck shutting me down, motherfucker.
Well, I mean, you know, we say the shit we do, but at the same time, I still feel like we're conscientious of, like, we may say shit in comedy, but you're not going to go out here right after saying this and be like, you know, fucking, I don't know where I'm going at this, because I hate getting political. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I ain't going to go start a rally.
Like, let's fight against fucking violence against Hungarians. You know, like,
not only violence.
They do that in their countries all the goddamn time.
The only violence I will openly incite is against furries.
Now, that is a race of people I will straight up shit on. Mm-hmm. If there, I might not say that.
I'm just saying.
If there was a mass extinction level of person that deserved it, it's the furries.
I'm just saying, you know, if I could get away with caving in a furry's head with a rock, in Minecraft, of course. In Minecraft.
The bad thing is, you would probably get more in trouble for animal abuse.
Yes.
Than like fucking murder or something. Well, you didn't kill a person. You killed a fox person, you son of a bitch. What did that fox person ever fucking do to you? All it was doing was pissing in his natural habitat of the Clarion Hotel.
Yep. Oh, man, you really fucked up. They're an omnisexual, identifies all genders at once. You know how many hate crimes you're going to get charged with?
All of them.
Yeah, all of them.
Well, set them subpoenas on swole. Because they're coming in. Well, it's just like, you know, going back to Southern Fried, we asked that dude that time we went about the furries, and he was talking about furries being banned. They're talking about they found like grown people's diapers and shit like laying around.
Yeah, they wore diapers in the furries.
My next thing is, though, if you're so lazy, you rip a big shit in your diaper in your fucking furry outfit.
You know how bad that stinks.
And then if you're like having one of your furry orgies in the hotel room and all these furries are gyrating on each other. Well, that's a lot of clumped fur.
I think that's the thing that rubs me raw about it most. Like, I don't care what you do in your bedroom. Don't wear your fuck suits out in public.
Yeah, no shit. Like, if that's what you're into in private, by all means, get down. You know? Yeah. Do a little role playing. You know? If that's your... I'm going to be the fox, and I'm going to be nimble to be my log. You're going to shit a log on me.
It's the same as like somebody wearing turd covered dildos out in public. Like, don't wear your fuck suits out in public. Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah, it is. That's privacy shit.
Yeah.
I'm still telling you, if we ever make a good old gamers movie, that's what's going to happen. You see in the movies, like, we've got to sneak into something. And it's going to be furries, and we're going to have to beat the shit out of two furries and take their outfits. It's going to be, this thing smells like shrimp and cheese. Have splotchy skin the rest of your life. Yeah. There ain't no salve at fucking Big Bob Salve Emporium that would fucking rub that shit off. Well, other than that aside, what's new with you? Anything? I do want to talk about this in a little bit. I figured that'd get into the U-Bowl thing.
I haven't played a lot of Vigi games. I've been trying to set up my send-in light guns. I've swapped over to do it on the pinball machine instead.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. It looks like it's going to work a lot better. I got two of the send-in light guns, which are camera-based light guns versus the Wii infrared ones. Mm. Looks like it's going to be a lot better, but there's definitely a lot of bumps in the road and getting a seamless arcade setup going. Because that's usually the tricky part. It's easy to fucking load up a program and hit play, but getting it to where you press a button on your arcade cabinet and everything loads up the way it needs to go is another thing.
Yeah.
I'm halfway there, I think. Still got to work out kind of the accuracy of it and a few other kinks in it. But it looks like it's going to work pretty good. One big bump of the road, which is one I really don't have any recourse for, is the Wii emulator Dolphin does not support two-player gun games yet. So only one player at a time can play on those, which really sucks. Really sucks because we had a plethora of good gun games ported to it.
Yeah.
So the two-player games for now are going to be all main games. I don't think I'm going to go through the trouble of doing like Dreamcast or PS2 or anything, because there's just not enough there, to be honest, to be worth the hassle.
Honestly, man, like because I'm on the waiting list to get the Gun Con, or the not Gun Cons, but the guns for the Arcade Legends.
Yeah.
And they're like the Wii based.
Yeah.
And the main reason, man, I just want you to get Alien 3, the gun set up.
Yeah.
Like, I've never actually played that game with a fucking gun. It's always been with a trackball.
Yeah.
I've never seen that arcade cabinet, you know.
Yeah, that's
not to my knowledge, I don't think.
That's going to be my next thing, is setting up MAME on that on my pinball machine, which is that's a totally different new can of worms I'm getting into, is setting up non-pinball things on that. The pinball front end doesn't really like it a lot, so it's been fun.
I imagine. I know you ain't going to, but I was thinking, like, I told you at night, I thought it'd be real cool since you got that fucking huge play field on it. Like, vertical shooters would be fucking rad.
I had thought about it when I bought everything, but I was like, nah, I've already got a vertical cabinet. I was like, it's just more headache involved in something that's already a lot of headache. Technically,
you got two vertical cabinets that can play it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. And I fooled around with it some. What was it I played the other day? Which I want to give you props. Thank you for inviting us. We had badass crustacean slaughtering event.
Yes, it was a...
We killed an entire bloodlines of crustaceans the other day.
Yeah, how much was in one of those bags? 3 pounds?
Yeah.
So you brought three and I had three. So we had 18 pounds of crawfish.
It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
Yeah, it was pretty badass. And we ate most of it.
Yeah. Had some hot sauce. I got drunk as hell. Didn't mean to.
Yeah, it happens. Happens to the best of us.
Played some Flesh and Blood.
Yeah.
It was a good day. It was a very eventful, good-ass Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, played some pinball and a little bit of gun games, a little House of the Dead.
That's what I played, I think. House of the Dead Overkill.
Yeah, that and 2 and 3 I had working on there. Right now, all I got on the pinball machine is 2 and 3 for the Wii. But it was just easy to get into and test.
Yeah. Get in, get out.
One complaint with the send-in light guns is the recoil on it. If you do, you know, rapid fires, the recoil runs out of juice. It gets weaker real quick.
Really?
Yeah. It feels like it needs a bigger capacitor in it, or it just needs more juice coming down the line, because it runs out of juice quick. You know, it has a nice solid pop when you just do one shot, but when you go pop, 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 pop.
By the time you get those last pops, it's like,
yeah, it's significantly down. Significantly weaker per pop as you well on it, and that's what gun games are for fucking welling on the trigger.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the best example of a gun game where it's just like panic is fucking like Time Crisis, where you get the pedal and shit. Like,
yeah.
And those got that fucking real nice feedback.
Uh-huh, they do. On them.
Which I played, when we went to Gatlinburg not too long ago, we played that, me and Hannah played the fucking Halo. It's like the raw thrills Halo game, you know, like the Dave and Buster's Moneymaker Halo. That thing had it was machine gun, and it was like, it fucking bruised your arm. It's like,
and I'm like, I can't wait.
Rules.
10, 20 years down the road when those things might get down to our price range. Dave and Buster's gets rid of them for their next big thing. And also,
or when they go out of business in 10 years.
Also,
injectable VR is a thing.
I imagine, as much as expensive those are, you probably won't get them for less than 10, 20 grand.
Well, man, a lot of that shit, all you're paying it for is the flashiness of the cab itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a fucking basic thing they've always used in a big fancy ass screen, but the cab you set in. My favorite one is that.
The Star Wars is mine.
The Star Wars is badass. You're talking about the one like me and you played where it's like you set in the actual cockpit and shit. That was fucking dope.
a curved screen in front of you, and it's just, it's really immersive.
Well, when you even like flip upside down in that, it literally kind of feel it like there for a second, you feel like you're actually
it tricks your brain into it. Yeah.
My favorite one though is like they have this new Space Invaders out that we played.
Oh, the shooting one?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fucking killer, man, because it's set up too where you can actually, if you got two players, you can do some damage and play for a minute.
Yeah.
Like me and her actually played that shit for like fucking about 10 minutes. And I'm like, that's a lot of money or a lot of time for pretty a fucking, you know, dollar a person coin op game.
Yeah.
But it looks cool because it's the huge fucking like 10-foot tall dot matrix screen.
Yeah.
It's just badass.
Yeah, I like those.
But there is a certain charm about like those. I do like going to a Dave and Buster's every now and then because you do get to see those cool big-ass arcade cabs you don't see anywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, it'd take you $50 to go in there and play through the whole game, but it's it's still cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They got a new Ninja Turtle one. And they got an Injustice one now that has one attack button and a joystick.
Huh.
And we tried playing it, and I could not figure out what the fuck I was doing.
They turned it into Smash Brothers?
It prints out trading card game cards, though.
Huh.
I've got a few of them at my house. I got, like, a fucking Reverse Flash, a Lex Luthor, and a Dark Superman or some shit that it just, like, spit out the bottom of it. And I'm like, well, that's cool. It should be cool for $2 for a goddamn arcade game with one button. The new Ninja Turtles is like that. It's like a fucking 8-foot tall, 4-player Ninja Turtles cabinet, and it's got a big-ass joystick and one big domed attack button.
Huh.
And all you do is just sit there and spam that button and move. And I'm just like, this is literally getting to the point where there's no...
Well,
I mean, it's still hard, don't get me wrong, but I'm like, you give somebody one goddamn button to operate with. What do you expect? Like,
I wonder if it's because your average person only plays games on their phone. Like, yeah.
Well, that's what it, that's what all that shit makes me think of. It all, that's why I have such a hard time with a lot of stuff that comes out now. Like, even on Switch and shit, when I had Switch, you got those fucking indie games that come out. It's like,
these were obviously made for cell phones. And I'm like,
what is the difference? I don't play cell phone games.
Yeah.
I don't want it on my fucking console.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, that I've never thought about it like that, but you're kind of right,
man. I bet you this shit
and it's Quarter Gobblers, too. That shit in Dave & Buster's ain't meant for a fucking replay challenge. It's like, come in here and spend another $100 on tokens. You know, your kids, all four of them will spend $1,000 trying to play through this game.
And I'm cool with that. I want more games like that and less redemption machines.
Well, that's what they make me think of, though, in a way.
Yeah.
Is like, they're like a non-redeeming redemption machine. Like,
no redeeming qualities.
Yeah. I mean, but that's kind of how it is. They're cool. They're big and flashy. That's what lures you in. Like, what's that one me and you played? At Dave and Buster's, the dead one is 4D or whatever. It's the Namco, and it reads your fucking pulse.
Yeah.
And the trigger. And if you get nervous, your heart rate goes up. It's like, oh, you're panicking like a pussy.
Luigi's Mansion was one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty gnarly.
Me and Hannah played Luigi's Mansion. It's got the actual, the vacuum cleaner. Mm-hmm. That's like, see, prime example for something like that. Why don't y'all make a Ghostbusters game with a Neutrona 1? It would be fucking perfect.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Why has nobody ever made a Bustin' makes you feel good, man?
Yeah.
In one way or another.
Yeah,
if you're not busting ghosts, you know.
Yep.
I ain't gotta go any further, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've been meaning to take the family to Dave and Buster's here since we got one semi-close. Yeah,
that's where for Layla's birthday. We went to the one in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of cool shit in there.
I know.
They got that badass Mario Kart GP World Tour in there. It's got the four hooked together.
I was going to get that loaded up on my cabinet if I ever were to build a racing cab, but that's out the window with the new V-Pen. I ain't got enough room for another cabinet.
You could just spend the money and figure out a way to convert one.
Yeah, that's too much of a pain in my ass.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about buying that hang-on.
Yeah.
Like, putting in my game room.
That'd be pretty sweet. I've actually been eyeballing those miniature claw machines. I want to get a little claw machine. And
oh, that'd be fucking cool, yeah, man.
Load it up with some pack of cheap toys and just
play. Oh, yeah, man. You go get just like a shit ton of like just cool little cheap things to throw in there.
Yeah, you can just buy the packs that people load the real ones with. Yeah, man, it's fucking cheap garbage.
Man, if you could, your back deck out there, right there against the wall, if you uh-huh. could just get you a fucking skee ball.
Lane. Before I had the hot tub and stuff, I really thought about it.
Oh, really?
Because I saw that they come for up sale pretty cheap sometimes.
I seen one, there was some, like, I think it, well, you tagged me in it, that the fucking skate castle?
Yeah,
the
they had business. Some.
They had like two that sold for like $600 a piece. Yeah. I'm just like, holy tits. Like,
that's pretty cheap.
I love me some fucking skee ball, man.
I'm awful at it, but I do like it.
I've got pretty good at it. I've got to where you put a little English on that ball.
Oh, yeah.
See, and you make that fucker curl right up in that thousand hole.
Yeah.
You get all them tickets and you rain them tickets down in them bitches and them holes. And I think.
I really want to. More than that, an air hockey table back there. I love air hockey.
I like playing really aggressive air hockey, yes. too. I'm one of them people. I do a bunch of the side banking shit uh-huh. where you get them crazy.
Yeah, which half the time it comes back and goes in your own goal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it can get scary if you play somebody very aggressive. That fucker goes flying.
You lose damage. A tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a member at the skating rink. You get one of those flying and go out there in the actual skating rink.
Somebody trip up on their skate. Oh, it's fucking amazing.
Fucking kneecap them with it like they're an Olympic skater.
Let's have the Wilhelm scream. Speaking of which, this is just random. I was listening to music at work day. And Slayer, Angel of Death, come on. How funny would it be if you could replace every Wilhelm scream in any movie ever with the scream at the beginning of Angel of Death?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Because it almost even sounds like he's falling off of a cliff at the end of it. That's a goal in life.
I did want to mention, because I know we got some people local to us that listen. In Coleman County, we got a new card shop, Joysticks and D20s, across from West Elementary. Go check it out. Spend some money. Support your local businesses.
I went by and visited Brandon and picked up a little jewel that he made me the other day.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it was pretty rad. There's a pretty nice little video game selection there that I kind of want to go back one day, maybe this weekend, and just look at.
Peruse.
See what he's got.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, so Brandon has been doing some smithing.
Yep. Fired up the old smithy.
And he made me one of my most favorite things I have now. So, Brandon made me this fucking, pretty much a metal cuff mm-hmm. bracelet that's got a Triforce on it. And the quality is impeccable. I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
It's badass. I fucking love it. It literally, Hannah said they're not, she agreed with me. She's like, it looks kind of like a movie prop. And I'm like, that's kind of dope. Because I can see Link in a fucking live action thing having this.
Yeah.
It just looks that good.
I actually posted some pictures of it up on Reddit just because I had to show it off. And it got a lot of attention. But I had somebody saying, well, you need to try the Goron bracelet next. And I couldn't remember what that looked like. And looked it up. I was like, man, that thing's fucking hideous. I ain't going to waste my time on that.
Well, goddamn, have you ever looked at a Goron?
Yeah. Like,
all they do is sit and build bombs all day. Smells like Al-Qaeda to me. Fucking goddamn terrorist Gorons up on Death Mountain just rolling around on them. You been building goddamn bombs to blow my Hyrulean mailbox up with? You suck a fucking dick, Gorons.
I say we nuke them.
Didn't mean to. Yeah, goddamn right. Crispy and brown. Can't turn it down. Just like my chicken, that is. It got me thinking, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is going to be my contribution for tonight. So, it's kind of like a mini segment where we're just going to talk about if you bowl just appeared. It was like, I'm here to ruin one of your favorite movies. I'm going to make a movie of your favorite video game. And I'm going to ruin it. got me thinking about what would happen if you, Bowl, directed a Legend of Zelda movie.
All kinds of sad fuckery.
So, let's pitch it like this. We won't use our actual names. Your name is Mario Brando, and I'm Kyle. And you make me, you're like out in your backyard, just like the good Empire Lord Joseph Smith of the Mormon faith, that is. And you find some golden tablets, just like Joseph Smith. But lo and behold, they're not God tablets. They're Triforces.
Of course.
But they're square shaped. They're not even trying.
So, it's try because there's three of them.
Exactly. Not because exactly. It's a nod. So you find them, and Mario Brando goes into this magical forge he has, and he forges these into this badass bracelet that has the actual Triforce logo on it for his friend Kyle. Well, his friend Kyle stays depressed on the regular bit or whatever, and maybe this dude, he plays a video game called The Adventure of Zelda.
Yeah.
Well. You know, that he loves so much. He plays it and he's like, I really wish I could be the hero. I wish I could be the main hero. So,
you know, that's too direct. It'd have to be the probably like the Adventure of Brunzelda or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, like, you don't even, because the whole thing is, after he's made the bracelet, he puts it on, and it whisks him away to the land of Hyrule. And maybe it doesn't even need to be Hyrule. It needs to be something from, like, we'll use Link's Awakening. Link's Awakening doesn't take place in Hyrule. So, Kyle is whisked away to the animal village on Koholint Island, which is the island next to Hyrule. It's not a dream, it's an actual island.
Yeah.
You know, this is a U-Bolt movie. And he fucking gets whisked away there, and he wakes up, and he looks like Hero. He looks like Link, is what he looks like. But it's, you know, it kind of like the whole heavy metal thing. John Candy's little nerdy boy turns into big muscular dude.
Right.
So, Kyle is now the hero. And he, like, looks up and finds a sword and shield and stands up with his green fucking, like, John Wick-looking tunic. Because it's got to look badass. Oh, it's grimy. It's badass. Stands up and somebody goes, Prince Zelda, you're alive.
Yes.
He acknowledges the fact that dumbass people, you know, are like, oh, I love Zelda. I'm like, that's Link. That's not Zelda. You know, but it's Prince Zelda, and in his last name, and that's going to be the whole thing, too. The whole movie is going to happen. At the end of it, he goes to Ralph's sunset, but where are you going? Who are you? He's like, I'm Prince Link, or Prince Zelda. Like, but what's your last name? Link.
Ganon can't be a big pig monster. I think he's like a...
He's played by fucking... Or
who played Bowser in the Mario movie?
Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper plays Ganon.
It's and Dennis Hopper from Blue Velvet, where he's just huffing fucking nitrous the whole time. Like, oh goddamn!
I imagine he's just setting up.
I peaked it so hard right there. I'm sorry.
It's fine. He's setting up in this evil tower, manipulating the stock market.
And mind you, it's future Hyrule.
Yeah. He's foreclosing on houses for people and
and fucking Kyle Zelda Link, you know, he first gets there and he's like, I don't know what to do. And this fucking crazy crackhead comes by and he's got all these like fucking bootleg debit cards, of course, because that's in the future. You know, that's how you get by. You got all these illegal.
But this is the part, though.
Cyberpunk ATM cards. He's like, it's dangerous to go alone. Take one of these.
This is the part, though. He has a flashback to when he was a kid and his dad's like, hey, kid, I'm going to go buy a pack of smokes. And he flips out his wallet and he sees the same credit cards. And then that's it. That's the flash. That nothing else. Completely unrelated.
It's just like, he goes into the store to buy like a potion because he's sick. And I'm imagining some major like Super Mario Bros. Vibe. It's futuristic. And, you know, he goes in, all these people are sitting there dancing and shaking their heads and shit. He's like, I want this potion. And they're like, you ain't, he like pulls out a dollar, you know, because he's from America.
Uh-huh.
Or the world, or Earth, or whatever. So he pulls out like a $5.
$1.
They pull out a $5 Earth bill, and he's just like, we only take rupee Visa. You know?
Yeah.
Like, rupee Visa, and like, rupees are actual debit cards. That's the future. Fucking god damn it. Like, everything about this sounds bad. The Moblins are actual mobsters. They're not even like deep pig demons. They're just fucking,
hey guy.
Yeah.
Be a shame something happened to your knees, guy.
Yeah.
You'll be like, sleeping with the fishes, see?
You pay me my fucking rupees or you'll be sleeping with the Zoras. Yeah. Like, it's like we took a who's a shitty fucking Zelda character to nobody. Tinkle, the fucking little flying elf thing. You see, we took Tinkle down the fucking, we took him down to the Great Rapids, you see, he's sleeping with the Zoras now, you see.
Oh, since this is in the future,
might as well. Tony Ganondorf, I want you to send a message.
This is futuristic. Might as well go almost Blade Runner, have like these big television screens up with the news channel always going on. It's spamming Ganon's propaganda, and the news organization is Navi. Hey, listen.
Oh, god damn it. Yes. Yes. Okay. Let's just make it actual. He turns into Link, but make it like Zelda and Link are brother and sister.
Okay.
That's even better. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's. And Zelda is played by award-winning Janine Garofalo.
Of course.
God damn it. But yeah, but hey, listen, it's a news report. Like all these shitty nods. I was trying to think of like Link to the Past or something. He'd bump into a talking tree and it just like, instead of spitting a bomb out, it just spits like a clump of blood out. It's like, I had a crippling meth addiction, and then when the Dark World, they stole Moon Pearl, I turned into a tree.
Doctor says I have nodules.
Fucking, like, they go see the local witch doctor, and they go in there, and it's like some futuristic dude strapped to, like, a chair of cables and shit, with, like, the big steampunk goggles. He's like, I am Wizard Aghanim. What might you need? Some moon pearls up on my chest. I don't know, man. Like, there's so much room for, like, bullshit.
Yeah.
There.
I
kind of feel like run into a wall with it, because
it had to have, like, an ATM system that are, like, this is called POTS. And you go get rupees from the pots.
Like the sword, or the weapons is what I was like, coming up with this shit on the fly is kind of hard, but like the Master Sword, there'd have to be something to do with the Master Sword.
Well, you know,
instead of getting the three pendants to pull it out of pull the sword out of the stone, maybe you got to get like three computer chips.
Key cards.
Yeah. Three key cards to unlock it from I don't know.
Cryogenic.
just because it's a U-Bowl movie, like, you gotta get three key cards and give them to a goddamn Metroid who gives you the fucking Master Sword then. Because why the fuck not?
The boomerang, though, has to be the boomerang from Mad Max. It's needlessly violent, cutting people's hands off.
I just imagine he throws it and it slices three people's heads off and brings them back to
it. Yeah.
It just lands. He's got three people's heads attached to it. He's like, god damn. You gotta have the hook shot. It needs to literally be, you know, a hook. Like, it's always, yeah, like the trident looking thing in the games, but just because of the U-Bowl verse. It's a literal hook.
When he first gets to the hook shot, he has a flashback to him as a kid. He's just like scared of jumping in the swimming pool off of a diving board. And then that's it. That's the flashback.
Well, he makes it real racist because no Highland can swim.
Oh yeah, of course.
You gotta get shoes from the Zoras. The Zoras look like the Gorons, and the Gorons look like the Zoras. And then Sahasrara, that's a whole different story.
Sounds great. I'd watch this.
I would watch. I guess. I don't know, man. Sounds pretty goddamn bad. I still think Ganondorf too, played by Dennis Hopper, and it'd be Tony Ganondorf. You gotta give him a shitty first name.
Like, you do. Gary Ganondorf.
Gary Ganondorf. GG for short.
Yeah.
You know, they say there's a dark present casted over Hyrule since GG's been back on the scene.
Oh, God. And there's security cameras everywhere. And on the camera, it's Ganon instead of Canon.
God damn it, Brandon. Oh, it just gets a word. Okay. Instead of Octoroks being actual Octo, that's like a drug that everybody in Hyrule's hooked on. Yeah. Let's go smoke some Octoroks, man. Got them Octoroks, dog. Fucking. God damn it. Not my Zelda.
Everyone.
And then at the end of the movie, he instead of going back to America, home to Earth, he stays there. And a portal opens up. And they're just like, something's happened. We found your long-lost brother. He's like, my brother. And he looks, and it comes out. It's me, Mario. He doesn't even have an Italian accent. He just comes out, and he's like, maybe it's like German or Slavic. You know, he just comes out, and he's like, or Japanese. Don't you know, the Mario. Like, what the fuck has just happened?
He gets back home and sits down to relax, flips on the TV, and all of a sudden, it's Navi again. And so,
hey, listen!
Yeah, hey, listen. Due to recent temporal disturbances, the moon's going to impact Earth in 3 days.
And then it starts playing a shitty, like, 2000 pop-punk song, and he looks right at the camera, and it just ends.
Yeah.
God damn it. The Legend of Zelda, or Zelda. God.
I'd watch it.
I think we did a pretty good one. So, next go around, we'll do U-Ball's Destruction of... We'll let you pick a video game to
Final Fantasy VII.
Okay. U-Ball presents Final Fantasy VII next go around. That'd be the week after next. That'd be a pretty... I'm already fucking irking it where that could go, man. Like, Yuffie's a guy.
Yeah.
Straight up.
The cloud of processing scenes is going to be straight butt fucking sex. Like,
Yeah. It's just going to have it like hardcore, like German pounding scenes inserted. Let's sweat him in, yeah. Parents were outraged. I can't wait till he does Animal Crossing.
That's the same.
And there's not even an actual animal in the movie.
No, it'd be like a Dr. Moreau's Island type movie.
It's a fucking perverted, like, Jeffrey Epstein Island where a bunch of furries go to live. Well, baby Bambino Rhino's moving out of the neighborhood on Thursday. Let's throw her a cum drilling party. Yeah. Lots of clump fur here tonight. U-Bowls Animal Crossing. But yeah, we'll do U-Bowls Final Fantasy VII next week.
I was going to talk a little bit about these Flesh and Blood decks I got. So they just come out with four Blitz decks. You can buy all of four of them for about $60, I think. So what they are, they're 40-card decks ready to play out of the box. They got two light themed decks and two shadow themed decks. The light and shadow thing is like a new mechanic they or new subclass they've added to, because the way the Flesh and Blood works, for those unfamiliar, you're basically taking the role of a hero who has their name and ability and all that, and so is your opponent does too, and you're just doing attacks back and forth to each other, blocking.
It's essentially a fighting game, card game.
Yeah, it's like Mortal Kombat or Soul Calibur, the card game. So it's your character versus their character. You're doing attacks back and forth. The characters all have a class. So like in the original set was like Warrior, Brute, Guardian, and Ninja. And there are generic cards that any character class can use, and then there are class-specific ones. So you can't use ninja cards in a brute deck. Well, these ones also have light and shadow variants. So, like, there's a this one here is a shadow brute. The shadow brute can use shadow brute cards. It can use brute cards, but the plain brute cannot use shadow brute cards. Like, all their types have to match. I really, really...
Look at one of them.
Yeah, look at this one. I'm trying to find the one with the specific art I wanted to show you.
So, let me ask you something. So, that deck I played... Because I played this for the first time Sunday.
Yes.
And enjoyed it. Does it matter how many cards are in your deck?
Yes.
Is there a limit or and a maximum?
Yeah. For Blitz decks, is what these are, is 40. 40 so cards.
Could you play a Blitz deck card against a full deck?
No, but I could edit that down into a Blitz deck.
So this is different.
Yeah, I mean, it plays the same, but it's just a slightly different format. 40 cards. Use the Young Heroes, which is what we used anyway. The Half-Life ones. The art on these is gnarly. This one's one of my favorite, Hal from Beyond. It shows this guy, like, screaming, and he's just fucking... His stomach's becoming the... John Carpenter's The Thing, just exploding with gore. Ooh, and tentacles.
That is Taco Tuesday going horribly wrong, buddy. God damn, that's awesome. That's incredibly violent. They couldn't do that shit on Magic now. Somebody would like, there's witchcraft.
Yeah, now everything in Magic's like either high fantasy or fat chicks. And that's not a lie.
Isn't it all fantasy? Dude, that's cool as shit.
And this one over here is my favorite. Consuming, in case anybody wants to look it up and see what we're talking about, it's a card called, from Flesh and Blood, called Consuming Volition. And it is a card that shows this like warrior waiting in this lake. And he's like making out with what, from his perspective, was like a really hot lady of the lake. But you see this gnarly tentacle coming out of her backside, and it goes under the water and loops around. And you can see it coming out of the mouth of this wicked abomination thing.
Oh, God.
It looks so cool. I really want to find like a full size print of that and just have that art.
That is fucking terrifying.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's cool as shit, though. Never mind what's sneaking up behind you, because it is definitely one of God's forgotten children.
Yeah. I haven't got a chance to play these. These just came in the other day. The mechanics of it.
I open this and I get Ravenous Meat Axe. And I'm like, that is the best fucking band name of all time right there.
Yeah. There's one of my favorite names for a move is in that deck. It is Hit with a Big Tree. And it shows a guy just swinging a huge tree. It's like, hell yeah. I love the bluntness of it.
Is this character cards right here?
That is a full art version of the grown-up, the not young version of that hero. So, yeah.
So, okay, something, because I'm still, like, you know, of course, learning shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's the difference between Endless Maw? what's the difference between, like, the young hero?
And the normal hero is essentially...
One stronger than the other?
The normal hero has double the life. So most of them, a normal hero has 40 life, the young hero has 20 life.
Does it matter which one you play with?
Yes, because the young heroes for Blitz games are draft. So the games are quicker because you got less life.
The old heroes for when you want a longer life.
Yes.
Game. Oh, okay.
That's pretty much the only difference.
So what did we do the other day?
We did the young heroes.
Blitz.
Yes. Then.
Okay, cool. Cool.
In these particular decks, they have mentor cards, which can only be used... with Young Heroes, and they're special cards. I haven't really wrapped my head around them yet, but they do cool shit if you play them from your arsenal.
Dude, Blood Tribute looks cool as fuck.
Yeah.
She's like smearing a blood crown on her head. Smash with Big Tree.
Yeah. Smash with Big Tree. I love
that's
it.
That's awesome. These are cool. You got these online?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get these Blitz decks for $50 to $60 for the set of four.
Oh, that ain't awful.
That's not bad at all. Considering you're getting four whole decks from it. And
this is enough to play as much as you want.
Yeah, yeah. Another cool thing about this versus Magic, these are competent decks out of the box. If you go buy pre-made Magic decks like this, they're fucking hot garbage. I mean, they play okay against each other because it's garbage playing against garbage, but
are fairly balanced.
Yeah, you could sneak in some wins at a card shop with them. They're not just totally incompetent. They give you multiples of cards. It's something that the pre-cons of Magic were always awful about. Like in Magic, you can have four of any one card. You probably get two copies where you need to be running four copies instead because they fuck you over on the pre-cons. And this one, in Flesh and Blood, you can run three copies of any one variant of a card. And a lot of times you get two or three copies out of it. So it's a lot more consistent. They're not real stingy with the cards. As Magic is. I mean, there's room for upgrades. There's different directions you could take it, but out of the box, they're competent decks.
But it's still like, and I know this is going to be a dumbass question, but if you end up getting a few other decks and all that, you can still use all this shit to build custom.
Yes. Right? In fact, you could use these to as your starting point because these heroes, because of the way the class system works, I can open up another set of cards and, the Shadow Brute, even if that other set of cards I opened up doesn't have the Shadow Brute class, it'll have Brute class probably in it.
And so there's shit you can use out of that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm getting
it more. It seems like it's a little more like, well, from what I played, it's a lot more user-friendly.
Yeah.
Because I still got Magic, whereas we would have played Magic the other day, and you'd have had to talk me for like the 9,000th time to play it. I didn't even forgot it.
Mm-hmm.
But like the pitch and all that shit.
It's intuitive.
It's just super easy to remember, and that's what I like about it. It's like you ain't got to be a goddamn brainiac like you are to sit there and be like, well, I cast four arcana to kill your ancient mage that was alive 1,000 years ago, and, it shape-shifted time and made a broken deck, and then you're... Wife gave birth to a lame baby.
Yeah, you don't really deal with...
Jesus.
You don't have to deal with the bullshit like infinite combos and stuff and Magic. But there's a lot of depth to it, too.
There's strategic planning, I noticed.
Because the way... There's a lot of ebb and flow to it. If you want to defend a lot, you ain't going to have shit to attack with.
But that combo system is what I was noticing was cool. Because you sit there and it's like... For example, you play this card first. And then you play this one, it's going to let you keep going and chain, and you're just able to chain that shit together.
Yeah.
That's how you got me at the end the other day, is like you got me for that one attack that was like 12 or 13 at once. Uh-huh. And I did my shit to defend it, but I still ended up taking like, 6 or 7 damage, and that was enough just to be like, you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool, and I think it's got a really bright future, because one, the game's very balanced. You don't, and in the game, there's no non-games in it in comparison to Magic. In Magic, there's, even on the top level of gameplay, there are non-games. And that is where you draw your 7 cards to start with, and you don't have any lands, or you got all lands, and you mulligan, and the same thing over and over until you cannot win, because pure luck.
You're catting like on fucking tic-tac-toe, like, it's just...
Yeah, there's no way out. Sometimes luck will just fuck you in Magic, and you can't do nothing about it. Whereas in this, I've never had a hand that's not playable. Every hand is fucking playable. There might be some more optimal than others, but you can play the fucking game no matter what your hand is, which is a huge step up over Magic. So I can count how many times I'm playing a game and win game one, go to game two, and it's just... I didn't get shit. I didn't get any lands or got all lands, and I'm not playing the game at all.
I come to get my fucking piece of Triforce from your Joseph Smith and ass the other day, and I stood there for a minute. What y'all playing? That was draft.
That was Commander.
Commander.
Yeah.
See, I don't know the goddamn difference in any of this shit. And, dude, I was just sitting there like, you brainiac fucks. I don't know what the fuck y'all are doing.
Dude, I hate Commander, dude.
I couldn't figure out the fact that y'all were playing with four of y'all. I initially thought going in, like,
it's one-on-one.
Yeah, like, I mean, you're sitting now. You're playing him, and he's playing him. And then I'm like, were y'all going, like, counterclockwise?
It is, yeah, going clockwise with the turn. But, yeah, in Commander, you attack whoever you want, kind of. And there's a little bit of politics, too. But Commander fucking sucks, dude. I'm tired of it. It was fun at the beginning when it was a new format. In the original intent of Commander is you take one cool card that you like one of your favorite cards, and you build a shitty deck around it. And that's the point. You have one copy of any one card, and it's a 100-card deck. It was supposed to be an affordable way to play shitty games against each other. But now,
pretty much a time filler.
Yeah. It was fun for what it was. But now they've printed so many cards made for Commander. Used to, there wasn't cards made for Commander.
Well, see, that's something I've wondered about. Because when we went in that card shop and then a couple of other ones I've been in, it's just like, I remember when there was four. When I actually was interested in Magic, even though I didn't learn anything about it, that was like the fucking Ice Age era.
Yeah.
So there's like fucking five series out at that point. And then I noticed in one series now, there's fucking 20 different variations of cards. I'm like, damn. Like,
that's real confusing to new players too.
Yeah, dude, it blows my mind because I'm like, well, I know you got banned cards. And I know you got this, so I'm like, what the fuck's what? And then I've noticed some of those ones say Commander and shit on it. And like, just looking at your boxes on the shelf, that shit alone confuses me.
Yeah.
Like, Plane Chase Anthology, for example. Is that a full set of that series, or is it...
That is, basically, that's four pre-constructed decks with a Plane Chase deck in there. And Plane Chase is a different format. It can be played with Commander or without. I liked it better without. Plane Chase is basically you're going from location to location within the Magic universe. It's basically a big card deck of cards. Like they're way bigger than a normal Magic card, and they do things when you're
so
there.
So it's a different type of Magic Gather.
Yes.
Okay. See, that's something I didn't know until recently, that there's multiple play styles of Magic.
There's a lot. That's one of the appeals of Magic, because there's so many different ways to play.
Yeah.
I mean, you started off with Legacy, which
there's
at the time
shit where if you want it to be easier, you can do it like that. But if there's shit you want real complex, in-depth, crazy fucking rules, you can do it that way too.
My problem with Commander is they've made cards just for Commander that are so good. If you want to play Commander with any competency at all, you have to get them for whatever colors you're running. And every game ends up being a total fucking slog. Because either, A, you're the asshole that locks everybody else out of the game, or you get locked out of the game. And you just sit there without shit you can really do. You might have one or two cards in your 100-card fucking piece of shit deck that can deal with the situation. You ain't going to get them. So you're just going to sit there and wait. And 9 times out of 10, it's some opponent who's got control of the board, but they're just dirtling around with some shitty combo that takes them 20 turns to get to. And I fucking hate it. It's not competitive, because there's too much luck involved with it.
It sounds like playing Monopoly and Magic.
Yes, it is. I'm so sick of it. To me, it's kind of... it's ruined Magic in a lot of ways, because it's the most popular way of playing Magic now, Commander. That's all anybody wants to play is fucking Commander.
Is it just because you can... okay, let me ask you this. Is there a max number of players on it? Is it four?
It's supposed to be four.
Okay.
You can do more or less. There's no hard rule, but four is what it's intended for. But they've got to where they, in every product now, they print cards for Commander somehow. Even in Standard, which is normally the most competitive format, they don't necessarily print cards specifically for Commanders. But they print cards you'd still want in your Commander deck, which throws the Standard format way out of whack. They're having to ban shit in there all the time because they made shit that's good in Commander, but now it's too good for Standard, so they have to ban it in Standard.
That's so goddamn confusing.
It is confusing.
My whole deal is, why not change the name or something? You know, like, make it a completely separate game.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, makes it a little so... I mean, it's real confusing to me just figuring out what's what. So, for example, in that one, is there shit... There's cards in that that you can't use in a normal Magic deck, right?
No. Those are fine. It depends all on the format. There are so many different formats. Like, you couldn't use those cards in Standard because they're too old. Standard's the last X amount of sets. I don't recall how many
sets. It's like the last generations. Yeah. Or
whenever they release a new set, an old one rotates out. That's kind of been...
So you couldn't play now and use... Which I know you can't, but like... I'm just going to use this for example. You couldn't use like a Black Lotus or all that shit.
Yeah. So the main formats of Magic, there's Legacy / Vintage.
I couldn't use my Sean Price card I made back when I had that Magic 2001 championship deck.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, you got Legacy / Vintage, two variants of the same Eternal format, which they can use pretty much any card of Magic. But those to play in those formats, you're dropping $50,000 or more on a deck. Because you need your Black Lotus, you need your Mox Emeralds, all the Moxen. So yeah, at least $50,000 for a deck.
Please, people.
Nobody plays that anymore. Okay. It's dead. Then there's Modern.
Thank God.
Modern goes back to, I think, 8th edition. Modern, it's a really fun format, but because they don't reprint the fetch lands anymore in any meaningful capacity, you're going to spend $600 on a competitive deck and that. So nobody plays Modern anymore. Standard is probably one of the most affordable formats because it's the newest shit. Mm-hmm. But because they've fucked up the balance of it so much, nobody's playing Standard anymore. No one gives a shit about Standard. So I like Draft a lot because Draft's always an even playing field.
Draft's the one where, like you said, you pretty much are opening up boosters and putting together a deck on the fly, right?
Yeah.
See, that's cool.
To me, Draft is the most pure form of Magic because you're building a deck.
You even offsets against other people. Like, you may get better shit than the other person. You may not. Like, it equals your luck, essentially.
Yeah, your luck's equaled out. And especially in a full 8-person draft, the everyone's kind of pulling from the same pool of cards. So it comes down to more of skill of what you know what you need to pick for your deck.
Yeah.
So
your true tact comes out kind of deal.
And that's... You know, I shit on Commander, but I found Commander players suck at Magic, usually. The ones that's all they ever play is Commander, they suck at Magic. And when I go to a draft and it's full of Commander players, it's just
easy pickings. You're like, I'm going to rake up, you fuckers.
Yeah, easy fucking pickings.
Kill them all, let God sort them out.
Yeah. So draft is by far my favorite these days. I used to be big in Standard way back in the Onslaught era, but draft, definitely. And there's so many different formats of Magic, I don't even know them all. But those are your main ones. Commander's the biggest, most popular right now. It has been for a few years now.
I had no idea I really had no idea at all that there was multiple formats of Magic. I thought it was just all fucking tap these lands and tap that ass with this lightning bolt, you know, like just your standard fucking Magic.
And right now in Flesh and Blood, it's got a few formats. It's got your, I don't know the official names for them. You got Blitz decks, which is this. Then you got your normal decks, which are the 60-card variants with a full or grown-up hero. You got Draft. And then you got, I think it's called Brawl, which is basically it's almost like Commander, except you don't have a shitty deck. It's just multiplayer. So you can be four people at a table, and you decide who you want to attack.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm so burnt out on multiplayer. I like the one-on-one.
I do too, man. That's how I've always thought of a card game.
Yeah.
Because the heat's a little more hot.
My blood will get pumping in a good one-on-one card game.
Well, it's like, I haven't had that feeling since you and I played Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because honestly, Pokemon was the first trading card game that I ever fully fucking understood.
Yeah, me too.
Formulate strategies and shit around.
Yeah, that was
why it was always an enjoyment playing with you because, you know, I'm not just sucking your dick or nothing, but you are you're straight up one of the best gamers I know. So if I got something that fucking fares pretty well against you, I know I've really got something on my hands, you know,
Your
Armageddon deck made good men.
My proudest moment was beating
terribly that, feminine songs.
That one fat dude who'd always come up the Books Million, who bragged about spending all his like graduation money on Pokemon cards.
Dude, fuck that guy. He was like so once. Much older than us. And he yeah. was such a fucking cock lord.
I know he was ripping off kids who didn't know any better. Too.
Well, fuck yeah, dude. He was a cock lord.
Yeah.
I do remember that. Your goddamn Armageddon deck, dude. That thing was fucking beautiful. You know, somewhere... It didn't burn up. I still have our fucking magazine that me and you wrote, nice. Our fucking Pokemax magazine or whatever.
Nice.
And it had Brandon Gentry's review missile in it.
Hell yeah.
And like, I had the fucking, it had your recipe that you wrote for the fucking Armageddon deck.
Hell
like
yeah.
Four goddamn Charizards or something like yeah. that. Like, it was fucking ridiculous. And like, you would just get your ass kicked there for a minute, but by the time it was to the end, you couldn't do anything. It's literal Armageddon.
It was a rope-a-dope strategy. I throw Chansey out there, swing into her all she wants. She's sacrificial. She's just going to take damage, stop and damage.
That's one good time, thing she's good at is taking fucking damage.
By the time you finally kill her, Charizard's fired up. He's coming out. And
yeah, and you do that, was it Fireburn?
Flamethrower.
Flamethrower, where you flip the coin and it can do like, oh. Was it up to...
No, flamethrower is just a straight up 100 damage.
You remove 2 energy.
Yes.
Okay. But the one is like, you're capable of doing up to 200 damage with the one. Because didn't one Charizard have coin flips?
I don't know. I know Exeggutor did.
Blastoise was a badass one yeah. too if you had a water deck. Because Blastoise had the thing where you could just fucking flip coin. It like stacks, I think, 60 damage per like head flip. Dude, that's why it sucks. It's so expensive now. I would like to even find a counterfeit, just badass good bootleg set of the original Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
And just sit down and play some old school, like Series 1.
Yeah.
Maybe have some jungle cards. Because I liked the jungle and fossil.
Yeah.
I was getting out of it when like Rocket yeah, me too. And shit come out. Like, that was toward the end of it. Which it makes me sick because I had them decks, the random decks my grandpa would buy me, and they're like fucking a sealed deck now is like $200.
Yeah.
For just even a shitty, like, late era one, you know?
Right. I think the future for Flesh and Blood is real, real bright. They got guys there who've played like a lot of competitive Magic and have really studied the success of Magic, and they're kind of pulling from the parts that worked. And leaving the shit that's not working anymore. You know, like the name Flesh and Blood, you think it's named that because it's a violent game. But they named it that because to them, the point of the card game was to sit down with somebody in the flesh and blood and play. Versus Magic's moved over to a lot of digital shit now.
Yeah.
Magic recently like disabled their big pro tournament shit. Which
really?
Is, yeah. So, right after that, the guys at Legend Story Studio who make Flesh and Blood, they're like, hey guys, heard you want some tournaments. We're going to start. They saw Magic's leaving money on the table with that, and they're going to run with it. Pokemon did the same thing, too. They're going to start ramping up tournaments.
Well, dude, that's what Pokemon's that's a big deal in the
news. It's hot as fuck.
It's a big fucking deal in the news right now. Okay, I work with a girl who's... Her, like, that's what she does for her and her niece. Like, mm-hmm. they play Pokemon. And she's the one that told me, you know, at work, she was like, you know, I went to Target the other day, and they got a sign up saying they're not selling any sports card or trading card game right now, especially Pokemon.
Yeah, people are fighting over it.
Why? And it's because people are some dude pulled a fucking gun in the Target store over Pokemon cards. And so they're like, now no one can have them.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just all because of scalpers and shit. Yeah,
that's what it is.
And that's, I was like, I had no idea that current gen Pokemon cards were a big deal. I knew the ones that from when we were kids were.
Yeah.
And I don't, honestly, I get so sick in my stomach thinking about my Pokemon collection I sold to that random unknown Christian little kid years ago. Makes me sick.
Yeah.
So I don't think about Pokemon a whole lot. But like I said, I had no idea that the current shit was a big fucking deal.
Yeah, it's on fire. Flesh and Blood's getting a lot of value to it. The first edition boxes, because every set they release, They have the unlimited printing, which is like the what you want if you're just playing the game.
Yeah.
But they also have a limited run of first edition.
Or if you're collecting.
If you're collecting. And they have the special cold foils in them and stuff like that. So that's one of the things that I think they really did good. If you want to bling out your decks and get the cool cold foils, if you want to collect, that's for you.
See, I dig
that. If you just want to play, get the cheap unlimited stuff.
That's what Pokemon tried doing back then, but they did it poorly because you'd have your non-foil card.
Yeah.
And which, I mean, I don't think, like, Blastoise, well, yeah, there were non-foils then, yeah. Weren't there?
Yeah.
So I get that, but I do dig the idea they have of separating collector from player.
Right, so...
That's cool.
That's one of the things that's sticked over Magic for years is the cards you need to play are also
expensive ones.
Super expensive collector's items. So it really fucks with the formats. I don't know. I know this one box here, this is from the unlimited printing of Welcome to Wrath, the first set they had. That's their base set. I haven't even opened the full box yet. I've only opened half of it drafting with my buddy Mohil. One card out of that, I got a full mythic or legendary. Real good, you know, tournament-worthy card, full. Sold it for $250.
And you still haven't opened the rest of it.
Yeah.
So you could have another one of those boxes.
Possibly.
In there.
Yeah, I paid $80-$90 for that box. So I came out ahead on that. I sold that one card to pay for the box and then some.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. And if I wanted that card to play with, I could buy the non-full everyday variant for a lot cheaper.
Yeah. See, I like that.
Yeah.
Because that's like, you know, I even remember back in the day, like, wanting to get those expensive Pokemon cards. It got to the point where I'm like, I will buy a bootleg just to have it to play with.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not opposed to printing this motherfucker out and sticking a card sleeve for general purpose, but like, hey, I just need this card.
I'll let you in on a little secret, and everyone listening to the podcast too, I do the same thing with Magic. You can buy bootleg Magic cards from China that look close enough that when you put them in a sleeve.
Oh, dude, I've Googled seeing if I could buy a bootleg starter set of Pokemon or something somewhere. Yeah. I'm like, I'd pay fucking $20 for a bootleg at this point.
To me... I know people get upset about when people use bootleg cards in Magic.
God damn it, what does it matter?
That's what I'm getting at is they're upset that you're using that, but the point of Magic is playing against a skill,
you
not the wallet.
You should get upset at somebody that plays a digital version of it.
Then, yeah.
Because they're using digitized false versions of the fucking... That's like getting mad at somebody that's a literal pinball wizard for playing virtual pinball.
Mm-hmm.
You son of a bitch, you weren't a real goddamn ball there.
Yeah.
Your mother's a bastard. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's to me, it's getting mad because they just didn't drop the money you dropped. Like, you're supposed to play against a skill, not against the wallet.
Yeah.
If it's wallet versus wallet, Bill Gates got us off on
it. Oh, yeah, no shit.
He's the best Magic player on Earth.
Oh, yeah. He's a... Tapped three lands and put a fucking vaccine with a microchip into you. No mana cost. God damn. But yeah.
Yeah. Highly recommend Flesh and Blood.
I dig it, man. Like, what I played of, I do dig it.
I'm slowly going to add
me some decks.
Flesh and Blood first edition packs to my future retirement. Doing that with Magic Collector's boxes, too, because they appreciate at a pretty good rate. So, you know, I might have my retirement accounts and stuff, but I'm also going to have a closet full of Magic boxes.
I have no retirement plans as of right now, and know what I think my retirement's going to be.
Saying fuck it? Yep.
Hopefully not.
And I figured... 30 years from now or whatever when I retire. I have these boxes of Magic cards, and I'll have my other retirement coming in, but, you know, once a month I might slip down to one of these big card shops like, hey, give me $5,000 for this box.
I hate to say it and be a cock smoker about it, but my fucking retirement plan burned up.
Oh, shit.
I went back and, like, looking at some replacing some of my video game and comic shit. And
yeah.
Dude, it makes me fucking sick.
Collectibles are a pretty good addition to a portfolio if you know what you're doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what you're doing with it,
anything that retains value like that, man. And I think it's going to be one of the things like retro video games and shit's going to come to a point because that shit's going to start failing.
Yeah, I think most retro games have appreciated all they're going to appreciate.
They're it because it was such a big bubble. Now the prices are so fucking high on everything, you can't afford to be a goddamn collector anymore.
Yeah.
It's one thing that aggravates me, you know, about the way nature is with shit. Like, all these people that's on YouTube flexing these collection shit, and I'm like, you've had this shit, though, for years, and you bought all this shit at the right time. That's one thing that sucks about me trying to rebuild my collection, is everything is at the max fucking value right now.
Yeah, and I kind of think the video games aren't going to have the longevity of, say, Magic, because the difference is, right now, that video games are
going to deteriorate.
Well, that, and like 30 years from now, Magic's more than likely still going to be a thing people are going to play. New people are coming into the hobby, and they're going, oh, well, Magic, this is awesome. I wonder what the first cards are like. And it's going to draw them into that. 30 years from now, do you think any of our kids or grandkids are going to give a fuck about Earthbound? No, they ain't going to give a
goddamn. It's going to be niche. It's already niche now.
Yeah, it's all nostalgia-driven.
Yeah, they're going to be... Like, kids at that point would be more, like, prone to being, like...
you got that Call of Duty 7?
Yeah, man. Oh, shit, dude. They may remaking Modern Warfare 3, God,
they're going to have fucking thumb drives with DLC on it that you're collecting. I got the fucking Zombies DLC on this one.
I hope they all live in skyscrapers with open windows, too. Where they can just fucking walk out.
Oh, no. The future's going to be everybody living in garbage cans eating bugs.
I hope.
I mean, that's it. A lot of big wigs are pushing.
Cricket protein. You want a cricket protein?
Pushing butter? People to live in like tractor trailers, you know, little apartments made out of them. Eat your bugs and be a good little drone.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Oh, you got to do it for the planet, lol. While the rich assholes are...
Look, okay, I fully realize I can destroy this planet as much as I want to. And my great-grandkids are the ones that are going to have to pay for it, not me.
Yep.
Sorry.
Hey, everyone's like, oh, think about nature. Well, fuck nature. Nature's been trying to kill man since dawn of time.
No shit, right?
Yeah.
The general thing with that, the people that generally preach that shit to you, I'm like, if you're worried about nature... You're worried about all that. Put down your goddamn iPhone.
Uh-huh.
Stop going to fucking Starbucks. Stop driving your fucking car everywhere.
Yes.
You know, stop doing your bullshit. Stop. Because everything you fucking do feeds back into the same shit you're bitching about.
Yeah, that's true. If you ain't...
Shut the fuck up and shoot yourself.
If you ain't living in the woods growing your own berries and shit, you're fucking up the planet.
Exactly. People are cancer. And that's the whole thing, like... We've destroyed the planet from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see it as destroyed. There's
things I agree with that we shouldn't do to the planet. Well,
yeah, obviously we don't want to shit on the plates, on the table we eat from.
Yeah.
You don't want to totally fuck it up. But at the same time, like, this is the natural course of mankind finally dominating nature. This is a huge fucking achievement.
I mean, that's what they've been working towards since the beginning.
Yeah. Nature's been fucking us in the ass for thousands of years. It's coming back around, buddy.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the one day we all load up a spaceship to fly off into space, and in our rearview mirror, we nuke Earth. just out of spite.
And the ghost of Elon Musk's head in a jar just goes...
Yep.
While they're driving a space Tesla to the next planet.
But honestly, I can't wait till we have starships. Cause I have this brilliant plan. We're gonna get in starships, and we're gonna go out. We're gonna go and find God on a Sunday when he's loafing around in his underwear because he knows the Sabbath. He's resting. He's loafing in his underwear, watching Sanford and Son, eating Cheetos, and we just fucking nuke him. Nuke God with our starships. It's gonna be awesome.
And you figure out it's like the real God was the Mormon God, so like. He's kind of like Canada. He retaliates by throwing a rock.
Yeah.
Actually, he'd probably be a Democrat. Not a Democrat.
Oh, but. No. I'd say he's pretty fucking conservative.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get in politics. He's just something where he's just like, y'all not done that. Now, I'm going to have to tax you more. Oh, well, God, you know, damn it.
You know he's broke as fuck. He can't get enough money.
I know. He's just printing that shit out of moon dust, man. Like, galactic currency is pretty fucking useless. Like, galactic biblical currency, you know. Because I'm Mormon. And I believe that my Jesus come from quadrant 413.
I mean, obviously.
And, you know. His Space Council of Gods deemed space currency illegitimate. Pretty sure it says that in the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, Yetis are Bible books.
Well, I'm broke.
God.
I ain't got none of that shit.
I'm going to have to make a new cryptocurrency called Jesus Coin or something.
You may have just made your first billion.
I might have.
If you don't buy this crypto, you'll go to hell.
It's going to be the number one crypto for charity.
How can we make that?
I'm not looking into that. I think I could probably... I mean, most cryptos are open source. You can just copy and paste and rename it.
Can I help exploit this with you? Dude, I'll invest in some Jesus coin, some JC... It's the hottest new cryptocurrency. It's JC. Yeah. I'm going to call the company that's sponsoring us next go around. Jesus Crypto. It's like you lose your investment, but after 3 days it comes back.
Yeah.
The only people not allowed to use this cryptocurrency are the Romans.
That's probably the best, safest way to take advantage of altcoins or shit coins is to make your own. Let it spike up a little bit, then cash in.
I seen someone started one the other day called Stop Elon.
Yeah.
And they like made a little mint and got out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I kind of want to do that.
Yeah.
I wish I'd made some money off Dogecoin. I still can't. I look at that shit and I'm like, what kind of fucking world do we actually live in? We've all like, transmigrated to fucking Bizarro planet now.
Yeah.
There's like meme dogs that make more money than people actually going to work. What the fuck is happening?
I think some of it is true innovation. A lot of it is shucksters, you know, scamming people. And some of it, dude, it just reminds me of the fall of a great empire. Some of the shit I'm seeing out there. It's kind of scary.
The beginning of the end kind of shit.
Yeah, there's definitely some spooky signs out there, which, you know, I also recognize that people have been saying shit like that since the dawn of every single civilization on Earth, so.
Yeah, that's why your father always had a Jeep.
Yeah. Fully automatics buried around in there.
Accurate.
Yeah.
You got some music?
I can get some. All right, so we got some Mega Man. Dr. Wily.
From Mega Man 2.
Mega Man 2. One of the better songs on it. Already pretty good soundtrack.
Oh, dude, I love Mega Man 2. My favorite part of that is when you start the game up and you actually see Mega Man stand on top of the building without the helmet on.
Yeah.
I always thought that was really fucking cool, like a little cinematic lead-in.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't recommend Mega Man the board game. Fucking sucks.
Really?
Yes.
That's a board game?
Yeah, and it's awful. Okay.
Sounds boring.
Trying to fat finger in it here. I also recommend people check out the remixes of this.
There's some good Bit remixes. Brigade. The band Bit Brigade does an incredible version of this on live metal.
Oh, yeah.
Speed picking. Hell yeah.
It's definitely one of those songs you load up in the morning before work and get going with.
Oh, yeah. It's got that fucking just vibrant driving energy to it. That's just what I dig about.
Get up and kick ass.
Mm-hmm. Go out there and blow some fucking bots up and find Dr. Wily and kick him in his fucking balloon.
Yeah. That's something that's missing from a lot of modern games. You finally get to the end boss and that fucking epic badass music comes in. That's like, you go from like, I don't know if I can do this, like, fuck yes, I got this.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's like, there's that transitional point where it goes from being the villain music to the hero music.
That's one of my favorite moments in Castlevania, Super Castlevania.
Yes.
You're struggling against Dracula and finally that opening thing
shit amps up.
Yeah.
And it's like you're pulling ahead.
Yeah. You whittle Dracula down. It's like, you know what? I do got this. You're fucking done, Dracula.
Yeah, you're done, you son of a bitch. Fucking garlic chucker. Goddamn bastard. I do like that, though. That fucking... It's like that change of initiative kind of deal.
Yeah, you go from trials and tribulations to fuck yeah.
And I'm a big fan of music in movies. Like, the way that can make or break that scene.
Yeah.
And it really pulls at the emotions where just like... It can make you be like fearful for what's going on. And then it shifts and you're just like... You get that pump of energy where you're just like, I'm going to kill every motherfucker. Fucking thing in this room right now.
Yeah.
I'm at the apex of my game kind of deal.
Yep.
It's good shit.
Good shit indeed. I think we're going to wrap this one up.
It's good. It's time for me to go make Hamburger Helper.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
No longer. It's no longer 50 cent a box.
No, it's $1.89 a box. And, you know, the great Hamburger Helper embargo of 2017, we know, has been lifted.
Yeah.
And I'm very upset.
Yeah.
Where's my Ronald Lump?
Where my Ronald Lump gun?
He just, he's gone the way.
He will return, though, Lyle. He will return.
He is risen.
That's how they talk about him.
If he fucking got elected president again, the fucking Trumpsters would be like, it's okay, he is risen. And after 4 years, he rolled that block back. And
he rose on the fourth year, waltzed out of the tomb, and once again, our president.
He walked on congealed butter, and he's here for us again. He's here to clog our arteries for our sins again. He withered on the cross and turned orange for your sins. And on the fourth day, he swooped his hair to the left.
I do not understand how much people worship politicians. On both sides of it.
They've always lied to you. What the fuck has changed? They've always lied.
It does.
That shit when you heard your grandparents talking shit. They were legitimate about it because they knew what the fuck was. They had an inkling of what was actually going on.
It does tickle me, though. Like, after 4 years of... he is your president to... He didn't win the election. He didn't lose the election. It's a fraud. Like,
yeah, no like shit.
Have you looked in the mirror? Now you're not my presidenting, the current president. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Say that shit now. The fucking president we got is not going to remember you saying anything about it. So, I mean, go ahead.
No.
Is it bad that I'm gonna close the podcast on this? Are there some of us out there that just hope the world ends? I think it's time for it.
At least a big reset of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah. On that note, though, hope you all hug your families tight and enjoy your homes and all your frugal shit tonight. And until we talk to you next week and all that bullshit. Game over, man.
Game over.
And here at McGrumbles, we're also pleased to announce that we're now the world's leading sponsor of childhood obesity.